Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And here's the sermon. Moo. There was an elderly woman, and she sat on a park bench crying. A concerned young man sat beside her. He asked, "Can I help?" And the woman said, "Well, I'm kind of embarrassed for crying in public, but I couldn't help it. My husband has just passed. Life is so uncertain for me now. How can I live without him?" And then she looked at him and says, "Well, why would you care?" He answered, "I'm a Mormon missionary." He then asked her a strange question. He asked, "Do you ever read the Sunday comics?" "You see, when I was a kid, I would put them right close up to my eye, the picture in the comic, look at it real close. I was amazed that the picture was just a mass of dots scattered around that made no sense." "I think life is like that," he said. "From God's perspective, he could see the whole picture. He could see everything clearly. It makes sense to God. Our lives are not just scattered dots. We are all connected to the one who made the dots. He makes it beautiful and meaningful and good. Seeing life close up, sometimes it doesn't make sense to us right now. But I believe God will one day show you the entire picture. And on that day, you will laugh again, just like you would do reading the Sunday comics." All of us in life have uncertainty. We've experienced it from time to time. I'm experiencing it right now, uncertainty in my retirement, though I have to admit it's got a lot more certain because I'll be going back to Children's Hospital. I'm going to minister there like I did for 27 years. I haven't been there for 14 years. They have not had a Sunday Mass for 14 years. I was the last one, so I'd like to change that. So that'll be my church for the kids. I'm happy about it, more certain of my future. But uncertainty, what is uncertainty? Well, it's not knowing what to do or what to believe or not able to decide about something. You can't see the whole picture, but only random events, the dots that may leave you confused. But there is one thing you must do when uncertainty and doubts, those dots, creep into your soul. You got to take it to Jesus and take it to your mother, our Blessed Virgin Mary. Jesus knows. He knows you just like a shepherd knows his sheep. Jesus knows you personally and intimately. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. Jesus is the good shepherd, because what he offers you will remove uncertainty, get rid of uncertainty in life. As good shepherd, Jesus offers all of us security. We all want to feel secure, don't we? We want to feel secure that everything's in place, you know what you're doing, you have a God who's directing everything. That gives security. And security is freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, freedom from danger, freedom from worry. That's what security provides. God made humans to need security. You know, when a baby cries out, the baby's screaming, "Mommy, where are you? I want you. Hold me. Feed me." One mother told me, "All my baby does is whine and dine." Isn't that the truth? We have some babies here. We'll demonstrate that. When life throws senseless dots at you, stay connected to Jesus. Have faith that Jesus can connect those dots into a beautiful picture made just for you. The Bible says this. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. I testify to you right now, I have much peace. I feel very peaceful in starting another journey in life. And I have placed my future in God's hands. See, when you place it in God's hands, he takes care of it. He certainly has taken care of it for me. I believe God will make it good. I guarantee you, when you stay connected to Jesus, you will hear his voice. Jesus will speak to you. Now, how does God, Jesus, communicate? Well, sometimes it's through a dramatic event to get your attention. Remember, God knocked Paul off his horse before he spoke to him. But generally, my experience has been God uses much less drama to communicate. I find that God speaks to me through my thoughts and in my prayers. God does speak. You just have to listen. When I sit at the blank computer screen and I got to do a sermon, many times I'm not sure where to go with it, you know? So I say, "Okay, God, tell me what you want." And then I start writing. And I realize, wow, this is pretty good stuff. God wrote this one. I truly believe that. And so, thoughts, they flow into my mind. And that's God speaking. When Jesus speaks, you have to do more than listen. You have to follow him. You know, sheep are not that dumb as people think. Now, cowboys, they herd cows, and they go behind them, I found out. And then behind the cow, they'll yell and they'll shout and carry on, crack the whip, and then the cow moves where you want the cow to go. Sheep are not like this. And by the way, I learned how cows act by the song Rawhide, sung by the Blues Brothers. Learned a lot from that song, you know. But for sheep, if you go behind a sheep and you start yelling at it and trying to get it to go forward by going behind, and you yell at it, guess what the sheep will do? They'll run right behind you again. Sheep want to be led. They want to be led. That's their nature. And Jesus wants to lead you. Where does Jesus want to lead us? Well, Revelation 7:17 says, "For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." This life-giving water that he offers is his love, and it will destroy all uncertainty. It will wash away pain and suffering. there will be no need to cry ever again. God bless you. Now, after I wrote this sermon, I got hungry. I get hungry on anything, come think of it. So I went to Kroger, okay? And I bought some things. I'm at the checkout line. You know, at the checkout line, they tempt you with candy. Do you ever notice that? Like, my mouth starts to drool, like, oh, get behind me, Satan. But I did see something that jumped out at me that confirmed this sermon from God. I got it right here. Dots. And I said, wow, that's my sermon about dots. I just wrote it. God says, give you a little sign. That's what I want to speak to the people. So I remember in life, when these dots are thrown at you and you don't know how to make sense of them and you can't see the picture, God sees it. God makes sense out of it. And he will lead you to where he wants you to go. For Jesus always desires that you have peace, that you have joy and faith. Get you through anything. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.